Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting third. The center fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Smokey Burgess. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sawatzki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyer moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to third. Altman moves to second. One out. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzki is walked intentionally. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Altman scores. Sawatzki moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sawatzki scores. Flood moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Lynch moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clemente. Altman reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing left field. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Don Schwall. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is hit by the pitch. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan scores. Schofield moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schofield scores. Stargell moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Sawatzky moves to second. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sawatzky moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Savage moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with McBean covering, for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie James now playing right field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Stargell goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 3, Cardinals, 3. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier strikes out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sawatzki strikes out. Two outs. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Sawatzki and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Schofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. White bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Flood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Grote bunts towards third. Bailey catches it and throws to first to double up White. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stargell strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball towards right. Stargell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stargell. Javier moves to second. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sawatzki is walked intentionally. Dal Maxville pinch runs for Karl Sawatzki. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim McCarver now catching. Ed Botton now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-4 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-4 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Brand now playing third base. Bob Bailey now playing shortstop. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Groat is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0-for-1 in the game. McBean hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.